Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson. And I'm joined each week on Bound by Books by tween and teen co-hosts, and we talk about books. But because it is the time between the end of school and July 4th is happening and all this fun stuff, we weren't able to get together this week to talk. So I'm going to play a throwback episode from June 18th of 2012, back in the early years of Bound by Books. So the voices you are going to hear on the show are now grown adults, and yeah, hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, you wanna nanti bubu danti billy dat lono, 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 oh, you wanna nanti bubu danti billy dat lono, oh, you wanna nanti bubu danti billy dat lono, oh, you wanna nanti do, abdi la do. Only water than the Bubutan Tivili that loan, only water than the Bubutan Tivili that loan, only water than the Bubutan Tivili that loan, only water than the dog, up the hill that dog. Only water than the Bubutan Tivili that loan, only water than the Bubutan Tivili that loan, only water than the Bubutan Tivili that loan, only water than the dog, up the hill that dog. Only the little love of me.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn. I'm from Haynes Falls. I'm 11 years old.
I'm Emily. I'm from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
I'm Maddie. I'm from Carroll, and I'm also 11 years old. Every Monday, Quinn, Antonia is now here. Emily and I are here through from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Today we're going to talk about one book, though.
Yes, we may have time to talk about more than one, but we're going to start off with one. And this is a little bit of a sneak peek. This book is coming out, it's scheduled to come out, at least at this point, in September. And recently I went to Book Expo America, which is a big book expo, shockingly, in New York City, where all the publishers bring some of the books that they're going to be releasing soon or some of their new releases. And I was lucky enough to get to meet and receive some copies of Raina Telgemeier's newest book, Drama.
Raina Telgemeier is a graphic novelist or comic artist. And she
wrote Smile.
Yeah, she wrote really a book called Smile that is very popular, especially with middle schoolers, I think, but also with adult readers.
Yeah.
Hooray. So her latest one is called Drama, and again, it's coming out in September. And we all read it recently.
Yeah, it was really good.
I think maybe Maddie was going to tell us a little bit about what it's about.
Sure. So it's about this seventh grader named Callie, and she is on the stage crew for the musicals in middle school. And in the year of that this is coming out, I mean, in the year that she's in seventh grade on the stage crew, they're doing a musical called Moon Over Mississippi, which I thought was real, but I found out that it wasn't actually an actual musical.
It sounds like it's real. I haven't actually heard of it outside of the book.
I Googled it and I went on YouTube and nothing came up. And I'm just like, wait, this is all weird.
Yeah, it sounds very real. The music sounds very from the time. But it does mention that other years they did like Oklahoma and all other kinds of things that actually were real.
Yeah, I was just so confused. I'm like, wait a minute. But anyways, so it's called Drama because it has a lot of boy drama in it with different outcomes.
And theater drama.
Yeah. So it's like on two different, it has two different meanings.
And it's very exciting on the stage crew.
Yes, it is very exciting because like there's not a lot of books about the people on stage crew and what they do and everything, but then this one is all about the people on stage crew.
I really like our main character's job on stage crew.
Yeah, she's a set designer. And she's a best friend named Liz, who's costume designer. And it's really cool. Liz is awesome. I think she's my favorite character.
Me too, sadly.
Yeah.
I like Callie. I like, she does special effects in addition to the sets. And
yeah.
I like her.
Cannon.
Yeah, she's trying to make a epic explosion with a cannon during one of the scenes, and it's fun sort of seeing her try to figure that out and
yeah,
all her different trials. And
so she's using like confetti and streamers and a fan and sound effects to make the most epic cannon of the year, and it's really awesome. So one day when she's putting up flyers, she meets these two guys named Justin and Jesse, who are twins, and they become friends. What else should I give away?
I forget which of the brothers. One of them.
Justin.
Justin? Yeah. Is he the one that's out?
What?
Is he the one that's out as being gay?
Yes.
And then the other she has a little crush on, but they all three of them hang out all the time. They're like a little trio throughout the book.
And sometimes, like, other people from the stage crew and other people will kind of join in, but usually it's just the three of them.
Yeah. And Liz.
Yes.
Liz is awesome. So it starts out, I mean, it's really cool because it's a play within a play. So, like, the first page where it shows, like, all the credits or whatever, I mean, of the book, it says Raina Telgemeier Drama with colors by Gurithu Hiru or something. Mm-hmm. And then there's all these people giving the guy tickets and going into a theater. And it starts out with a little page that says Overture. And there's a little drawing of a conductor and stuff. And there's the music notes and the lights and the action and the people pulling the rope. And then the book starts. So it's a play within a play. I don't know how to explain it.
And then it says like act one on the top of each page or act two or something.
It's really cool. So it starts off with Callie, a fellow stage crew person, Matt, and this guy named Greg, I think.
She has a big crush on him at the beginning of the book, and then
Greg,
it kind of stops.
Greg, yeah.
And Greg is Matt's older brother, correct? And Matt is in her grade, and they've been, you know,
stage crew
buddies
for
a while.
So it starts off with her having a crush on Greg, and they're walking home, and Greg has girl problems about this girl named Bonnie, who's a really funny character, because she's like this really spoiled, well, not spoiled, but sort of.
She'll be friends with somebody, and then all of a sudden she'll decide that she's not friends with them anymore, and
she's
goes off and cries and does this and does that, and just kind of.
Yeah, and she's just like the drama person. And so Greg has girl problems with Bonnie, and they kiss. Greg and Callie.
Yeah.
And then that starts off the drama with the story.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I have to say, it's a very small thing, but I always really liked it. Was Callie's hair.
Yes, Callie's hair is awesome. Because on the cover and the first pages are in color, because since it's not coming out till December, the rest of it isn't color.
Never.
So it shows what color Callie's hair is.
It's purple with a streak of pink.
Yes. Yeah. It's really cool. It looks quite good on her, too.
If it had been in black and white, would you have colored her hair differently? In your imagination?
Definitely.
I don't think I would have, because I wouldn't have known. Mm-hmm. But then, like, once you see the first beginning pages of her hair being purple, then the whole rest of the book, her hair is purple. I mean, mm-hmm. Even though it's in black and white, it's just like, oh, that's definite.
Yeah, so when this book is published, it'll be entirely in color, which I'm really excited about, because I think the color is really nice.
Yeah.
The colorist did a very good job. And I learned that she would be happy to make her stuff in black and white, but apparently the publisher says that kids will, and she's seen experience with kids saying they like it better in color.
Mm-hmm.
So they do it in color for you. Congratulations.
We're special.
Yeah, it's true. So I can't remember if Quinn has read Smile before.
No, I think Maddie has.
Yes, I read it during a day of school and I just thought that it was awesome.
Did this have any similarities?
There were some of, like, the boy drama and Smile and stuff, too. And it was just, like, a really believable middle school character. Mm-hmm. With sort of, like, they were both just really cool characters. And you could relate to them. And it was just really nice. Because, what's her name? Raina was Raina. Because Smile was, like, an autobiography of, like, a section in her life where she had to get braces because her two front teeth fell out. But it wasn't just braces. She had lots of other...
She had, like, headgear and that sort of
stuff. Terrifying mechanisms. Ooh. Stuffed in her mouth.
That's always fun.
Yeah. Trust me, it's not.
In general, what did you all think about this one? What did you like the most about it?
This one?
What's your general review?
I think that I liked it the most because it was, you could relate to the characters and that they were really cool characters and really awesome. I don't know. They're just really cool. I don't know.
A totally believable stage crew drama.
Yeah. I think I liked her hair the best. I mean,
yeah.
She does have nice hair.
Really cool hair.
I liked the brothers a lot. I thought they were sweet and I liked seeing her develop her friendships with them. But I also liked there were a bunch of stage crew members who you get introduced to, but you don't really get to know that well. But I thought it was done in a way that was, you got this sense of like their team and they all do this together.
And I want to try bubble tea because of this book. Because the two brothers introduce her to bubble tea and it sounds really cool. It's like tapioca or something. Tapioca.
Tapioca, yeah.
Tapioca cubes in some tea or something. I don't know. It just sounds really cool. And I want to know now. Oh, and Callie's real name is Calentine. I just found that out because I opened to a random page and it says, because it sometimes shows their little chats when, like, they're texting or whatever on the computer. Mm-hmm. And it says Calentine. So I just found that out. And there's a really funny section. Well, there's a lot of funny sections. But there's one of the funny sections, which is really funny, where she's going to the library and they're in the car.
Oh, yeah, that's and great.
I think I'll just read this little section. It says, and so, and the three of them are sitting in the car, this car with their dad, just the two brothers' dads. Mm-hmm. And Callie says, I like your car, Mr. Bendicino. And he says, thank you. Justin and Jesse tell me it is embarrassment. Oh, no, it's cool. And then Justin says, Dad has had this since before we were born. And it still runs great. Justin and I call it the banana mobile. And then they laugh in. And it says, so, and the dad's like, so, Callie, you are Justin's girlfriend? And then Justin's like, Dad, no, she's not my girlfriend. No. Jesse, your girlfriend? It's Callie is Mr. Mendocino, tell me about what these two were like when they were little. And then he's like, his face brightens up and he's just like, little? Oh. So he's like, Justin was the bedwetter, but Jesse was the crybaby. Dad! I just love that section. It was so funny.
I think that was the moment when she thought she was going on a date with Jesse.
Yeah.
And then it turned out they were getting driven somewhere by their dad and that Justin was coming too.
Yeah.
And it still turned out to be a fun day, but yeah. Wasn't quite the date that she thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she also says, she's like, 1 hour later, says, Justin comes up and says, what'd you buy? And she's like, a bookmark. And Jesse's like, that's all? And then she says, well, I wrote down a list of 65 books I need to own. Maybe I'll get them as Christmas presents or for my birthday. I'm not graduating till next spring. Too bad. Speaking of grad, and then more new section, but that was just funny too.
Yeah.
I like the part towards the end where they're dancing, and I can't tell you anything else.
Yeah, that's funny too.
Quinn's favorite parts are always in the last chapters. So she can never share them.
Oh, well.
Poor Quinn.
Unless you read the book.
Yes, and then we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
We can't read it till December. I mean,
September.
September. Oh, well.
Yes, this is coming out in September.
Which isn't too far.
It's yeah.
3 months.
Summer goes fast.
Yeah.
You'll be reading it before you know it.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Which is cool because it starts out in the beginning of the school year and it's over the span of 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
I sort of like that with books set in schools. When they do, when they use the like school year or even like a semester as sort of a framework for the story.
Yeah. Smile was set over like a few years.
Oh.
Like 3 years or something.
One thing I found interesting with this book was that I felt like their drama club felt very mature. We didn't have a drama club or like stage shows in middle school when I was growing up. We just had those in high school. I was wondering if your schools ever do sort of like that kind of elaborate productions.
I don't know. Like there's, if you're in middle school, you're definitely allowed to be in the performance, but like it's mostly chorus and stuff. If you're in sixth grade, you can only be in chorus and you don't get as big roles. Cause like if you're doing, I don't know, Footloose or something, they're seniors. So you just don't get as many roles, but you're still in the musical.
There's no stage crew. You look after your own props. You look after the own things that you're working on. And the scenes that you're in, you're kind of part of building. And there's no stage crew or anything.
In my school also, there is a stage crew. But it's, like, a lot of it is adults. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, I don't know, two of my friends, they were part, like, there were set movers and stuff. But it wasn't so much, like, the community of stage crew sort of, like, that they show in drama. It's different. So... So sort of, but...
Yeah, she said it was loose. It's not autobiographical, like Smile.
Smile, yeah.
But it was... She drew on her experience from when she was in high school in drama club. So it's I was kind of wondering if that's why it felt a little bit older to me. Like, I think teenagers that read this would not feel like it was too young for them, even though the characters are in middle school.
Schoolers, I don't think it reads like too old. Like a high schooler. She just didn't seem like a middle schooler. She seemed like a high schooler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, she just didn't seem like she was in middle school.
Yeah, all of the characters seem a little older than in seventh grade.
There is like a couple, like there's this character, Lauren, in who's a guy, in the stage crew, who's the head stage crew person, who's a senior. But like it seems like, I don't know, I think of Callie as in like 10th grade for some reason. And yeah.
Yeah, you just don't think middle school, you think high school.
Mm-hmm. So I would have said it a little bit differently, but who knows?
Yeah. I think the nice thing about it is that I think it's totally appropriate for middle schoolers, but I think it'll read well for high schoolers as well. Mm-hmm. And adults like me. I loved it. And I am not a teenager.
I don't know. Her style of like graphic novel or and writing or whatever, it's just so, I don't know. You can relate to it and it's just awesome. And it's just like, even though I read this in half an hour, but there's something about it. It's just so... I feel good when I read it. It's just it's a good book. I don't know how to explain it exactly.
I was very happy when I was done reading it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a series book where you're like, oh my gosh, when is the next book going to come or whatever. But it's just like a single read. It's good. It makes you smile.
Satisfied.
Yes. It's satisfying. Yes. It's a good word.
Speaking of standalones, You brought a bunch of books that are second in the series.
Me, yeah. A bunch.
So can you let us know a little bit about what you're reading?
Well, what I'm reading? I'm reading The Two Towers, which is the second one in the Lord of the Rings. I'm going to read The Centaur's Daughter, which is the second one in
Waterdeep.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Does she have a name for the series?
I'm not sure if it's Waterdeep or if it's something else. I think it might be. But yes, the follow-up to Waterdeep.
It just says by the author of Waterdeep, so I'm not sure what the series is called. And then I just finished reading The Incorrigible Children of Ashton Place number 2. It was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome.
Oh, I should have been cheering for the other ones, too. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, other books.
But
so it's interesting that you're reading so many part twos at the same time.
I just managed to somehow want to read all of the part twos. So since I don't know, should I review it?
We don't have much time left, but I just wonder in general with the three of them, how did they compare to the first in the series? Like, were some of them better than the first or not as exciting, or did they work well?
For the
well
Incorrigible together? Children of Ashton Place, well, I didn't actually read The Centaur's Daughter. I just felt like bringing it.
Okay.
So The Incorrigible Children of Ashton Place, I think there wasn't anything necessarily better, but it definitely was as good as the first book, in my opinion. Like, there was nothing that made it go down. In my opinion.
Since it's slightly a mystery, you kind of have to have a little anticipation.
Yeah.
And unless it's like the third book where it's like a total horrible ending or a horrible good one, it doesn't really matter. It's just kind of leading you on a bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the first book was introducing the children and introducing Miss Lumley and everything. And then the second book is where the mystery starts to take place. And you get to meet Mr. Harley Dickinson, who's awesome. Mm-hmm. Simon, he's just really cool. And then I think, so like this one, the second one, sort of, it's just, it ends not on a cliffhanger exactly, but on a, wait a minute, what else is going to happen? I have to know more. It's awesome.
Yeah, same for the third book.
Yeah.
And she's slowly, like, our main character's like, wait, this, and then there's this, and oh my gosh.
Yeah, and there's also a hinting that one of the characters is a werewolf, which is just really cool.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah. So I really want to get the third book.
It has ostriches in it. The third book has
just a good sign of a good book.
Yeah. Ostriches. Uh-huh. That is awesome. And then there's The Two Towers also. I mean, that one was just as good as the first book. I mean, you get to meet Ents, which are really cool. The Ents, which are ancient tree things.
Oh, yeah. I like the trees.
Yeah. I mean, the first and second books, I didn't like them as much as The Hobbit. The Hobbit was just a satisfying, amazing adventure. But these ones are good. I mean, and it's nice because there's, like, mildly strong women. And the guy, J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote it, was in the 30s. And that was, like, it wasn't as much, like, strong women back then, like, the way that they did that. But in this book, there is. I don't know. I just thought that was really cool. Because you get to meet Eowyn and Arwen and Galadriel, and it's just really cool. So since sometimes it's hard to understand because it's like it's a different world and it's a little bit older stylish writing, and there's a bunch of characters and names and places that it's like, wait a minute, so this is where this person lives and this person is an elf. No, this person is a dwarf, and it's in the Misty Mountains. And so wait, no, Mines of Moria. That's in the Misty Mountains. Okay, so you just have to place everything in the right way. So there's a few things that's like, wait a minute, this isn't right. And the writing style is a little bit older. But it was pretty good. I mean, it was definitely as good as the first book. But it's a little bit disappointing because you haven't heard from Frodo or Sam, because it's told from the viewpoints of three different groups of the company, the original Fellowship of the Ring. So there's Gimli the dwarf, Aragorn the human, someone who I'm not going to say because it's, yeah, and Legolas the elf. So there's four people, and it shows them, and it also shows Merry and Pippin, who are at a different place, and it also shows Frodo and Sam, who are at a different place, but I haven't met Frodo and Sam yet, so it's just like, wait a minute, what's happening to the ring? So it's just sort of confusing, so yeah, but I like it a lot. I mean, it's good. Oh. And Treebeard, the Ent, is awesome. And so are the other Ents.
I like that name.
Treebeard, yeah.
That would be the name of my firstborn. I promise.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is Emily again, popping back in. Hope you've enjoyed this throwback episode of Bound by Books. It's recorded back in 2012 with my friends Maddie and Quinn. But before I go for today, I just wanted to make sure our listeners know about an upcoming event at the Hudson Area Library. We have a lot of fun things planned for this summer. But first off, to kick it off, is our Celebrate Summer Party on Tuesday, July 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library in the Community Room. We're going to start off our summer adventures with face painting, art making activities, pizza and other treats, a backpack and book giveaway, and an opening of the Hudson City School District Student Art Show, which will all be happening that evening. And we hope people will come. It's an all ages event. The summer reading program is also all ages, so you can find out how you can participate in that. For registration for the event, it's not required. You're welcome to stop on by, but you can also register by emailing programs@hudsonarealibrary.org or calling 518-828-1792, extension 101. That'd be appreciated. It'll help give us a sense of how many people are coming so we can make sure to have enough pizza. It's very important. Also, definitely check out on our library website for a list of all of the summer programs we have happening. We have programs happening on-site, virtual programs, off-site programs. We're doing a whole lot, and we hope to see a lot of people this summer. So check out hudsonarealibrary.org or stop on by and see us sometime, and we'll give you the scoop. But I'm going to say goodbye for today. I hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.